This is the sound of an aerial invasion. Just before dawn in Maroochydore's CBD, hundreds of Indian minor birds leave their overnight roost in palm trees near the ABC studio. It's just one example of an aggressive territorial takeover across Australia's east coast. Hervey Bay environmentalist John Williams says we have every reason to be concerned about the threat posed to native species by the Indian minor.
From one breeding pair, within 5 years, they have the potential for reaching nearly 13,000 birds just from one breeding pair. That's how quickly their population grows. Once they reach a sort of a critical mass, then their expansion is just an explosion. All of a sudden, you'll see them everywhere. There won't be any other birds. Real concerns. If you speak to people in Townsville or Sydney or Canberra, Melbourne, where they've been established for years, they're pretty bad.
Often described as flying rats or the cane toads of the sky, the Indian minor is considered one of the world's 100 most invasive species. In the 1860s, they were brought over from Asia and deliberately introduced into Melbourne's market gardens to keep down insects. Further releases followed in Sydney, Childers and Cairns, and like the cane toad, they quickly spread. Multiple government websites detail the Indian miner's impact. They can spread avian malaria, damage fruit, vegetables and cereal crops. And their large, noisy communal roosts in suburban areas, including roof cavities, can cause dermatitis, allergies and asthma in humans. But John Williams says it's the way they aggressively kill and evict nesting native animals from tree hollows that is having the most devastating impact. Sugar gliders and parrots have all suffered.
The Clarence Valley people tell me they've got 63 native species that use nesting hollows in their area, and I'm sure we'd have a similar number here. So, you know, once these miners breed up and start evicting natives from their nesting hollows, nesting hollows are pretty hard to come by as it is for natives because they're losing a lot of their old nesting hollows. It takes 120 years for a mature tree to form a hollow that native birds utilise. So, yeah, it's a bit of a concern. They can lay 6 eggs at a time and they can breed 3 times in a breeding season. So, you know, that's the potential for 18 chicks in 1 year, whereas, like the native rosellas, they'll lay 4 or 5 eggs and they'll only raise 2 or 3 chicks. And they'll only breed once in a breeding season.
Describe what they look like for us, John Williams.
They're a little chocolate brown bird with a black head. They've got a distinctive yellow beak and a distinctive yellow eye patch behind the beak. And they've got yellow legs. They're about the same size as the little native noisy miner.
Different regions provide different levels of support. Gympie Council and Gympian District Landcare have invited John Williams to teach people how to build traps this Saturday morning. Bundaberg Regional Council offers a bounty of $2 a head for each Indian miner delivered alive and unharmed. It humanely euthanises them, and rather than dumping the birds' bodies, some are sent to Ian Jenkins' Snakes Down Under Reptile Park in Childers, where crocodiles consider them a tasty treat.
Ooh, nice and gentle today.
This is an introduced species to Australia. They've pushed all the native minor birds out from this area. We don't have native minor birds in this area anymore, in actual Childers area. So the council have got this trapping program. They're trying to eradicate this species from our local area here. Birds are trapped and they're euthanized using gas, and we end up with a lot of them in our freezers to feed the crocodiles and sometimes monitor lizards too.
Not all of us have Ian Jenkins' hungry crocodiles to help, but John Williams says it's important we do our bit.
There's lots of information about them on the net. You'll be able to contact your land protection officers in your own council area and they'll be able to give you advice. If we don't start soon, they'll overrun us. That's what I feel.